how does it feel? And that includes, it's okay for it to not feel like anything. Like talk us through that. And then we'll, again, this will be a drink moment. We'll talk about how that could possibly be. Like, what does it say about the universe that you can do this and it will work and it will just feel like you were sitting there listening to a solid 3 out of 5 new age music track?
So you want me to start with how does it feel, and then we'll move to the other?
Yeah. So okay, like essentially for beginners, and this is, and Lynn's very good about this in the book. It's like, you don't just sit there and do it. You'll feel like you aren't doing anything to start with, but it still works. That's the point I want to get across. It's mental. Yeah.
So we get a range of experiences that happen when you sit and do this. And I saw earlier someone was asking if we had ever done multiple back-to-back ones.
Oh, yeah.
We have.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, at least for me, it gets me really high to do that, to the point that, like, at some point you're like, I got to stop because I cannot focus anymore and do this. I think there's three kind of main ways that it happens. The first is that you feel basically like, as you say, I just sat here and I did nothing and okay, I guess that's all right. That also tends to be how it works in the beginning.
Yeah. Did you just go mute? Crazy. Oh, there you go. You're back. Yeah. That's how it works in the beginning. Yes.
Yeah. And so a lot of times you'll sit for the first 5 or 6 sessions and you're like, I don't even know if I did anything today. Why that works to me is that you are now participating in the lines we're talking about. You are, because you do not power an intention, right? It is a grand way to get yourself sick is to try to heal somebody by effort in what you're doing. What we do instead is much more like arranging, like we were talking about, or asking for things to be present. And it's that simple. It's a conversation. It's not a battery situation. So when you're having first conversations, it often doesn't feel like anything. It's kind of like, you know, meeting somebody for a date in a way. It's like, I don't know, seemed okay. But you are transferring that information, and that information exchange has an effect. Now I think that then after a little while of practicing, you tend to get one of the others. And I think you tend to get mostly a real, almost ecstatic uplift.
Yeah.
It is rare that I come out of an intention not feeling good. Sometimes those feelings can be very intense. I often cry at the end of an intention. Like, I do get tears a lot. And that sort of, there is definitely that weeping Madonna, you know, the tears of compassion component that can be very strong. And some people do not enjoy that, right? So that's something that people can deal with. But for me, most of the time, I feel like I just had a great day with people I care about. That's what it mostly feels like.
Yeah.
The last possibility is that sometimes you can feel the weight of what you are engaging with. But unlike sort of dark night of the soul, existential crisis kind of moments that you get out of meditation, this to me just feels like more of a sort of that sorrowful, joyful acknowledgement that the world is not perfect, right?
Yes.
But I will say that is a minority experience for me. Most of the time it is joyful uplift.
It's also its own kind of medicine when that happens, right? Because it's not that it's true. Like, and it may be that, especially as being in ceremony tends to bring you the stuff that needs to happen for you. It may be that that's something you have to sit with for a bit, which is the world is actually perfect, but it's still sorrowful.